I'm Chris Stefanik here with Pat Lencioni, and here's your 3-minute reset. You know, everybody has those moments where things seem so chaotic and out of control, and that's usually our cue to panic a little bit. But if we're going to lean into faith and being people who believe in a God who actually loves us and is present in our lives and takes care of us, that should be our cue to look to Him and say, okay, Lord, what are you going to do? What you got in store? I had one of these moments recently. I was on a plane to a conference in rural Wisconsin, and our plane was arriving late, and there was a guy next to me on the plane. I looked over, and he was listening to the 3-Minute Reset podcast on his phone. I'm like, hey, that's me, which was a great moment. But anyway, I landed in this rural city in the middle of nowhere, went to the rent-a-car counter, and found that we had rented the car for the wrong week. And there was no cars available on any counter. I'm in the middle of nowhere, and it's like midnight. What am I going to do? And then I turn around and look at the guy who was sitting next to me in the plane walking to his car, and I ran up to him. I'm like, dude, can I have a ride to my venue? Yeah, I'd love that. Let's hang out a little bit. All right. God shows up, if you look for Him, in those moments. We got to lean into trust and not panic. And these moments happen to all of us all the time, especially if you're running a business.
And you know what? We either believe this or we don't. But I can say, and I know this, that I do believe it. I love that in the Bible when the guy goes to Jesus and Jesus, he says, if you can do this. And Jesus said, if, don't you believe? And he says, I believe, Lord, but help me with my unbelief. Mm. And we know this to be true. And yet every time we get tested, it's easy to go, oh, but maybe this one is just chaos without God. Maybe He's not there. And this is the time I should panic. And you even said, Chris, maybe we should call this don't panic. It's in those moments of what looks like chaos where we have to say, okay, you understand this, God. I don't. You see a way through this and I don't. And it may take longer than I thought, or it may be different than I thought, but I'm going to trust you, which doesn't mean that we lose all fear. It just means we give Him that fear and say, I'm going to say, whatever you've got for me right now, God, I'm here and I'll follow.
And this is the story throughout the Bible. You think of God's people being in front of the sea with a Pharaoh behind him. It's like, what do we do? There's nothing to do. That's when God shows up and splits the sea. We're all going to find this at the end of our lives where it seems like, okay, well, I guess I'm dying now. This is the end. And then we're going to open our eyes on the other side and be in heaven. I mean, there's a final victory that we need to face the chaos of life resting in.
And when God answers our prayers, it's so often to go, did He really answer that? Maybe not. Like I love that thing where the guy says, God, please, I got to get a parking space. I really need one. If you give me a parking space, God, oh, never mind. I found one. He answers our prayers. He wants to answer our prayers. We have to trust Him. Let's pray. God, help us in that moment of what feels and looks like chaos to trust You and to know You are there in the midst of it. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.